Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Yes, the world's not going to get any better unless you and I do something. And I believe entrepreneurs are the ones that make this country work, make the world work, because they come up with ideas and thoughts and they go implement them. And that's what this show is all about. I'm here with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. On my right-hand side this evening, Mr. Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, good evening, Mr. James. Good to be back with you one more time on a Thursday evening. And Bobby, who is our production dude.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Fine, sir.
All right. And I'm Mr. Bobby, our producer guy. He's the guy that makes everything good. Anyway, so for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you right quick. And Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, now you know a little bit about the show, and we kind of switched positions on you guys tonight. Mr. Dukes is sitting on my right-hand side. He's my right-hand man this evening. And so, either way, we're glad to have you, Mr. Dukes.
Glad to be with you.
Now, for those of you entrepreneurs and some of you business people that are thinking about becoming entrepreneurs.
Yes.
One of the things that may come up sooner or later is credit cards. Whether you have one, whether you have many, or you'd like to get one, and you like to get one personally, and you like to get one possibly for your business. Well, tonight's show is about understanding the difference between the business, major business cards, and personal credit cards. Okay, so the credit card for your business and a personal credit card for yourself. What's the difference when it comes to you starting your own business?
Well, please tell me, because I've been Googling those questions myself.
Well, I got something off the internet, and I don't mind telling you because it's a good source. It's you can find information about this, but I happened to find this information because I thought it was critical. And the title is Major Differences Between Business and Personal Credit Cards. That was the title. So you can go find that. Just go out on the internet and type that in. The author by the name of that name, the author's name is Claire Tolsey, I believe. That's how it's pronounced. Anyways, I thought the article was a great article, and I thought I would just share that with you so that you get my opinions, Mr. Duke's opinions, and a third opinion. Or we could reverse that. We get what the article said, and then we can throw in our two cents or our experiences based on knowing some of those differences. And so there is a difference. I'd just like to have you think about that. And so I have some credit cards. I don't have many. I don't want many.
He's going to give us the numbers.
You're going to give us a pocket full of them.
No, I don't want many, because the more you have, the more money you can get. But obviously, the more you have, the more money you got to pay back.
That's right.
And so
that's the bottom line.
Anyway, so I don't know if it's many of our major players out there. Maybe they have so much money they don't need credit. They don't need credit cards, or they have credit, but they're playing big stakes.
Yes, sir.
Which means they got big money to pay, to pay it back and all that sort of stuff. But I guess when you got all you need, you really don't need credit. You just need a good reputation that stands on your word.
You're right. You need a good credit reputation.
That's all you need.
Be able to afford a steak, I guess.
That's right.
Right. So anyway, so if you got good, one of those kind of people that stand behind your word, then many times that's good enough for credit. Now, obviously, if you aren't that good, then your credit,
you're not going.
It's going to be tough, either for entrepreneurs or anybody. It's going
right.
to be tough getting credit
tough
cards. Never mind
right.
credit. It's going to be tough getting credit cards. Anyway, but this article mentions six topics, and I just want to just see what they are right quick so you know that we're going to go through. One is just explaining the difference. The other is how the credit reporting policies affect both cards. And credit limits, as far as who gets more, who gets less, and all that sort of stuff. And then there's the annual percentage rates. How are those kind of calculated? How do those fit in terms of how much interest do you pay? And the bookkeeping side of things, how credit cards or your personal business has to, it's important that they keep records. And so we're talking about some advantages there. And then the last thing is what consumer protections are out there for consumers based on having those cards. But before we get into that, we're going to take a very short break so we can get ready for that. You're listening to myself and Mr. Dukes, and we'll be right back.
All right.
After word from our sponsor.
Don't change that dial.
Money, 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 money. Money.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Right here.
Living in America.
Right here.
But they say you can be who you want to be, do what you want to do. I kind of question that in today's times. But however, somebody's got to make this planet work.
That's right.
And many of those are the entrepreneurs.
And we are here.
I'm not going to mention the other categories, but I just mentioned the politicians. But this is not a show about politicians. This is a show for entrepreneurs.
Anyway, ooh, I sense a third hour.
We're not going that way in the third hour.
Okay.
That's somebody else's show.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
That's right.
However, think about yourself as either you are an entrepreneur and you're welcome to call in. If you're not an entrepreneur, you have credit cards, you know how they're used. We would love to hear from you. The number is right in front of you, 727-441-3000. Anything that you could share to help another entrepreneur, including helping us, we would definitely appreciate that because we might make some mistakes. We don't want to be the experts all the time. And so we could use all the help that we can get from you outsiders out there. And feel free to ask a question as well. If we cannot answer it or I cannot, we'll pass it on to Bobby, our producer. If not, then we'll pass it on to Mr. Dukes. And if we can't answer it, then we'll
keep circling it around again.
Right. We'll admit that we don't know. No. Anyway.
I could try Googling it first.
We will find the answer. Right.
Now, the Google person's in the background. However, I would like to have you just think about some of the things. I had mentioned some of those. But you can have a business credit card, and you can have a personal credit card, or you can have both. But the credit card in itself basically is designed to cover your expenses for your business.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what size of your business, as long as you say you have a small business and you need to use a credit card, it's designed to cover whatever it's going to take you to start running your business or to run your business. Okay, so that includes small businesses, includes the freelancers that are performing different types of gigs out there, and all the side hustlers. And probably many more, but as long as you say that you have a business, which means you've registered your business, and you were able to get a credit card, then you can cover just about all of your expenses. And it works just like a personal credit card, but it has some advantages.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's the first thing I wanted to mention, that it has some advantages.
Mm-hmm.
There are some differences, though.
Very much so.
And can you think of any differences? Or
yes. On the personal side, when you apply for the small business card, you must have a personal card. They won't grant you a small business card if you don't have a personal card.
Yeah, right. I didn't know that.
Sure enough.
Pardon?
Yes, and another thing when you're saying about saying that you have a small business, mm-hmm. I don't know if this goes bank to bank, but you do have to show articles of incorporation and have an IRS FEIN number.
If you're applying on an LLC. If you're private, you don't need that.
I wonder where. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can get credit. You can get a card.
For a business.
Yeah.
Yes.
Without the LLC.
Hmm.
Huh.
And so.
Private entity, they don't care, but you got to show some good records. And you got to show that your finances is within the line or within what they require, depending on who you're going to apply for to be your supporter, a bank of America, whoever.
Now, is that a new business or just any business?
That's any business. If you're applying for that credit card.
Okay, you're applying for a credit card, you need that.
Yes.
So this is what I was Googling was, okay, so some banks, when they say how much do you have in sales and stuff, revenue.
Right.
I've heard some say that you should project it. Some say just be honest and say you have zero. You're starting right out. And then what say you?
Let me say from my experience. With Bank of America, I can speak.
You giving Bank of America a plug?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I know their ruling is you must produce some type of records. Even as a small business, you say, well, I haven't started anything yet. But you must have some type of good credentials to be able to apply and get that credit card. They'll give them to you and with a certain amount on them.
But I would say, based on your question, Bobby, I would just say be honest. Simple as that. If you're just getting started, tell people that you're just getting started. Most likely they're going to ask you, what would you use it for? And you can tell them how you project it out, some of your expenses and things like that. But just be honest, because it's very important to recognize you're talking to another human.
Okay, then we'll get...
hopefully none of you talk to a machine.
Okay.
Hopefully you don't do that.
So this is what I... you know, everybody was telling me, go apply for it online. I said, no, I'm going to going to grab the business cards. I'm going to sit down with the business banker and do it that way.
That's the way to do it.
That's probably the best way.
That's the way to do it.
Because I wasn't going to go by Google saying, you know, put this, put that. I was going to be honest with the banker and let her figure out what should be put on the application.
Yeah.
Since, you know, she's going to do it with the computer system, obviously, but there is a human that can make those decisions, that can consult those.
Right. So every human has grown up just like the rest of us. They have a position representing their bank.
Mm-hmm.
They are not the bank. Okay. It's very important to understand that, but it's best, in my opinion, to get in front of another human who understands what it's like to start a business, or their business is listening to other businesses get started and how they can help them.
And might I add that one of the benefits of that is not just having the human connection, but it's also that banker will likely keep your card, say something about, you know, oh, well, my second cousin was looking for your service or something, or we just had a client that came in looking for your service.
Right.
You never
and
know.
You won't get that with an online application.
Right. An online application.
The machine won't speak to you.
Now, you just mentioned something very important. It's always going to be an application. And some people use them, but I'm just going to say some people use them. It's best to get in front of another person if you can, because you want to appear sincere. The machine is programmed to just give yes and no answers. It does not have the ability as humans and the emotion and all that sort of stuff. And so,
well, and it's programmed to one person's thought of, or one group of people's thoughts on you know, how that potential client should be treated. In other words, they see, we'll use in my case, they see 25, and to one human that might be, oh, no, this is what I'm programming the computer to say no. But if you're sincere, like you said, and you sit and have a connection with the banker, then they're going to pull a few strings to maybe, I'm not saying they're going to lie about your age, I'm just saying there's something potentially in their bag of tools that they can use to get you to the next level.
Yeah, but I would stay with humans, but I'd also just ask if the person says that we can't do anything, and hopefully the person would never say I can't. But if you ever get that I can or we can't, then your response may be, well, who do you know that can? Who else do you know? Because the humans know the other competitive banks by name. So you can ask the question. Now you begin to find out who's helpful to help you out. Okay, versus who's just there with a position of serving customer, but they aren't really serving the customer. You know.
And then I guess we
something to think about.
Bring up points like, you're not going to find an American Express to sit down and talk with. You kind of have to use their online application, but that's another story.
That's another story. But also, I put it in my experience, the banks that I dealt with, they put you in front of a live person. They have a person to deal with you on small business. And they don't use no machine. They do it all person to person. And they ask all the questions right there. And what makes it easier? And like you say, you get that personal feel when you are talking to that person. And they will inform you what they can do and what they cannot do, or the bank side, what they can do from the bank side.
Well, they may recommend the difference though between a personal card and a business card.
They will.
So they have options.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to use the word they, but they do have options. And if someone wants to help you, if they can't help you one way, they'll help you another way.
Correct.
That's all?
Yes.
If you can't get said business credit card just yet because of whatever, you can't show the revenue or whatever, would it be fair to say that you could get another personal credit card that you make those startup business purchases on, but that's earmarked for those kinds of things?
Another credit card?
But in other words, if you can get a personal credit card because your credit's fine, but you can't get a business credit card because of the revenue, but you want to use a separate personal credit card, this one that say you can get, to make those initial startup business purchases, your personal account anyway.
Right. Sure you can. Yeah. Matter of fact, you can get as many credit cards as you want on that note to do what you want to do. But I'm saying you want to get what you can afford too. But you can do that, yes. Not at all.
Because that's a good thing that comment is a good comment. You can get as many as you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can get all of them. The only question is, can you pay them back?
But see, the reason why you want that business card, because there are some perks that you can get with that business card that they don't give you with your personal card. So, but someone requires you to have a personal card, but if you go to an outside source, they don't care. But they set their limits. And another thing on those cards, the interest is higher. Where on a business card, it's not.
I've noticed that, yeah.
Yeah, you will notice that.
But you're paying for your business.
You're paying for it.
Yeah.
But, once you reach a certain state, as you're saying, you can always go back then and cancel all those cards, pay them all off, and apply for your business card.
Interesting.
So you can get those.
Well, I don't want you to feel bad, though.
Those perks.
It's not against you. It's against all of us. Okay, yeah. It's either against us or for us, but it's not you at all. It's all of us.
That's right.
Because they have policies and procedures. And so you fall into those categories when you're trying to get a credit card.
Well, they do, when you're going into this business, they do background checks. And they run credit checks. And let me tell you one thing most people don't think about. If you don't pay on time, it's a reflection on your credit.
Oh, now you happen to mention that because we're getting ready to go to a break, but there are three credit bureaus out there that I guess many of us fall into.
Yeah, we all do.
And believe it or not, if you owe something, it's been tracked as long as you've been owing.
Yes.
Already. Okay, so if you start at 18 or 19 years old and you start paying bills, and you may get a credit card at that age, but once you start paying or not paying, all of that gets tracked.
It adds up.
And the machines do make mistakes sometimes. Now, that's another show, but they do make errors.
Yes, they do.
But you made a good point about the 18 and 19 thing. The point is to hurry up and get that first credit card.
The first thing to hurry up and get it, but the first thing is to be able to take care of that credit card once you get it.
Well, then I was going to go on to say, use it like your debit card. You know, right. Treat it like your debit card. But
no, we got. I got a question, but we got to go to break. But here's the question: can you get a cosigner?
Yes.
Credit card? Think about it. Let's just go take a break and think about it. And if any of you listeners out there have that answer, feel free to call in and share that, because we're picking each other's brains right now.
Trying to help some of them young entrepreneurs how to get financially support.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Nobody can stop me right now.
Once you decide to become
be a part.
Let nobody stop.
Of this entrepreneur out.
Once you decide, make that decision and get started. You may have a bunch of naysayers, but don't let nothing stop you, your idea, your dream, and your thought.
Not even the bank.
We're talking about the difference between business and personal credit cards, and we've gotten as far as talking about them.
Because I won't quit asking questions.
That's all right.
That's okay.
We need the questions.
I'm the test startup entrepreneur here.
You're proving we're not experts, you know.
I guess they're hard questions. I don't know.
That's okay.
That's all right.
However, just before the break, we're talking about how your credit is checked. It's checked through some major credit bureaus, I guess that's what you call them.
Yes, sir.
Credit
bureaus.
They call Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, and they somehow get access to all of your information.
All of it,
which comes from your creditors, and just some of your history as to how well do you pay money back.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess in most cases, how much credit do you have?
That's right.
As well.
They sure do.
TransUnion even tells me when emails are compromised and things like that. Very strange things.
That happens.
I didn't know about emails.
That will happen.
Yeah, I had to change. That's how I found. How I changed my password.
We need to have a separate show on technology. However, nowadays, with so many people believing in this artificial intelligence and all the technology, so many of you will get the experience of having someone tap into your information and use it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's common. It's not abnormal. It's common, especially if you're just searching around for anything. So it's very important to I would say check out those credit unions. They all have a home page or a page by which you can reference them. And it's very important that you look at where did the message come from. Because anything that varies from what you have written down or have in the past, anything that varies from that probably did not come from one of those credit unions. One of those credit bureaus, I mean. So there are ways for some of you to catch it by looking at where it has come from. However, the technology is kind of advanced where you can no longer tell where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It could be happening right down the street and they tell you it's coming from California.
True.
Anyway, so it's just one of the risks that we've grown into. And just as you're able to get credit, there's someone willing to take away what you got. Okay?
They spend a lot of time doing it, too.
Yeah, most will honor that.
Yes.
However, it's going to be a big problem. It hasn't even reached its peak yet. It's going to be something that's coming, and it's unstoppable because it takes other humans to create it in order to make it happen. And because of lack of knowledge, lack of use of technology, many are going to go through that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's just going to be there. I guess the best thing I can tell you is don't get any credit. I mean, but you do run the risk. But have a good track record so that anything that's not part of your good track record, people will, it's going to stand out like a red flag.
Yeah, but on that same note, you know, if somebody do hack into your credit, it'll take a while to get it corrected, but you have to work at it and get it corrected because it is done every day in this society now.
Yeah, it's done every day.
And I would say that if you have a bank account or credit card that alerts, that has a partnership with one of those bureaus, and they alert you every once a month, you should check it every time they alert you that there's been a change, because they're telling you that for a reason.
Yeah.
Well, most of them,
good comments.
Most facilities now will, when they see some flag, somebody making some unusual on your account, they will send a note to you and ask you, is it you making that charge or what have you?
Mm-hmm, but they'll still send it to you on your phone or on your computer.
Right.
And any other device you got that accepts information. So it's important to understand the number of devices you have,
the more chance that you have to be, so to speak, be hacked.
Right, because each device is different.
Right.
Which means the more you have, you might look good, but the more vulnerable you are. And and it's really not so much humans, it's machinery that's been conditioned programmed to do that.
But as you were talking about those three credit bureaus that we have, and I don't think most people realize they report every month on your credit. And every time you miss you don't even have to miss a payment, be late with a payment, and it's a strike against you.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I know they report every month. You get a report.
You get a report. You get a report from.
So, but I'm also going to say it's depending on your track record, because everyone misses a payment sooner or later.
Right.
Everyone may have a check that bounces sooner or later. It's whether it's a one-time offense, which most times will be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
However, if it's a recurring offense, then that's going to affect you. Okay, because humans make mistakes; the machines don't.
And I can be a testimonial to that.
I have the testimony of that too. You're right.
What's that?
It's not a strike against you at that time, but it goes on your record. And when you get down the line somewhere and you need some more credit, and they look up and say, you were late with such and such a payment, such and such a time, you say, well, nobody told me about it. They said, no, they didn't charge it against you then. But now it'll be charged against you because you're applying for more money. They say if you're applying for a bigger loan, then use it.
And that's true. And then like for me, it didn't happen until the second late payment that there were 40 points or so knocked off.
I've bounced
back since then, but it's.
Well, here's a suggestion for you and all the listeners. Depending on your track record, depending on how long you've been paying, if it's, I'm going to say if it's more than a year, then you've established a track record. Okay, being within the realm somewhere. But I'm also going to say, if that ever happens, some will forgive you.
Yeah.
Yeah. They will reimburse a late charge.
Right.
Okay, because you've been good, and they know that, you know, you could have been sick, you could have, you know, something could have happened, and you really get to a real human then. The machine can't forgive you, but other humans can. And they can understand that something happened, depending on how you approach them. And many of them, their job is to reimburse you.
Yes.
If you convince them.
You know, but...
yeah, it does. It takes it.
It takes some convincing.
But that's what that human connection is for.
That's true.
Because I've been to certain branches where I just asked for it, and they don't know me from Adam.
Yeah, right.
And they didn't do it. But then when I sat down with the banker for a while and talked about another topic, you know, that human connection got me the maintenance fee reimbursed, because I had a bank that merged with another one, so I'd got changed accounts and stuff like that, so I didn't know what the new maintenance fee schedule was.
Right.
But it is possible.
Yes, it is.
This guy knows a lot for his...
You have to talk to him. And talk to him...
He knows quite a bit.
Honestly.
Now, might I add about student loans?
Oh, sure you do.
Okay.
Oh, now the student loans... Well, you could have got those wiped out at some point, but
here's the interesting thing as a terms to credit, is while it is good to strengthen your overall credit and things like that, I don't know why it's like this, and I can't say I like it, but every semester, when another disbursement hits, you will get docked just a little bit on the credit score. So that's why it's important for those other forms of credit, the card, and
to be kept up.
To be good with those, because every time I've bounced back and, you know, still been on what a lot of people would consider pretty good, good on that little dial thing that they give you. Yeah. But it's just something to bring up, because sometimes you might be not paying attention to it all through school, and then you say, well, look, I took out all these loans. Why can't I? You know, why is this starting this business so challenging? That's just one thing to throw out
there. Yeah, just one of those things. But
yeah, and they look at all of that deeply. They say, well, you didn't pay back the last quarter loan, or you was 30 days late on paying it.
And we need to have a show just on penalties that people have gotten against them, I guess, and all of those that found a way to get out of it. Because just sharing certain knowledge with others will help a lot.
That's right. And you know, and when we're talking about going into business, being entrepreneurial, all these things are important, very important. And you need to look at all your records to see, especially when you're going asking for some money. As long as you don't ask for no money, they won't bother you.
But with a credit card, it's asking for a higher
increase,
right. And so
they look at you then.
Nothing wrong with asking.
True.
Most institutions today will give you a $10,000 loan.
Really?
Yeah, on a credit card.
Really?
Most, not all of them.
Really?
Some of them has a requirement.
Yeah, you want to come with me, Mr.
Yeah, Dips? You want to come with me.
Most of them will give you that.
You want to come along with me too?
True.
Huh? Okay, go to the bank.
I didn't say I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, okay.
I'm old school. I'll settle for $1,000.
Now, part of that relationship that we were talking about earlier is, you know, this whole bubble deposit thing they give you. It's you know, it's probably great in a pinch and things like that. But aside from the fact that I just, you know, like the feel of holding that little check and standing in the line, and it's so nice in your hands. Aside from that, the fact that all those tellers, bankers, whoever that you've spoken with over the time keep seeing you coming in there, mm-hmm. you know, that's how they know that it's, you know,
yeah.
it's the real deal. And mm-hmm. you're coming in on a Friday at 6 after, and they're, when they're open an extra hour late, and, you know,
yeah.
there's a lot to be, I think, to be said for that.
Yeah, it is.
Well, there's a lot of history that you can have a consciousness as far as developing that history so that the other people know you, the other people see you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other people begin to know the type of person you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you've developed that, then people will literally help you out. If you haven't developed you out, if you haven't developed that, then you're going to have real problems because your track record shows problems. You know, so just something to think about.
And even if you have a uniform or a certain company shirt or something like that, I might be crazy, but I say wear that in when you're depositing checks, so they see that every aspect
That's
of
right.
your business is legitimate, and they can see that you're trying.
That's right. And another thing is that I was told when I first went into business, the old man told me, he said, "Look, whatever you do, get to know your banker."
I heard that too.
And that's true.
Yeah.
Get to know your banker. When the banker know you, and when you walk in, all the tailors will know you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll address you real nicely.
Well, it's time that we go take a break, I think. But yes, get to know your banker. Which
That's right.
Which one in the bank?
You'd like to know the one that managed that branch.
Okay.
Branch manager.
The branch manager.
Okay, get to know the branch manager. Go make friends. I could tell you a whole bunch of stories, but not on the air. But dealing with bank managers.
That's all right. You get to know the manager, bank manager.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Don't change that dial. The Entrepreneur Hour is still on the air.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. That's what we're talking about. Big money.
How do you get it?
Being an entrepreneur.
Being an entrepreneur.
Yeah, be your own boss.
Now, looking at this sheet down here, it said that small business cards.
Yes.
Often come with more spending power.
Yes.
Than a personal credit card.
Yes.
So having the business gives you more power.
That's right.
In a sense, more power to show people who you are, and more power, more access to those dollars, because we depend on you spending some of them.
That's right.
They're not going to give you that just to hold on to. They're going to give it to you so you go
use
it up.
Uh-huh.
And if you're looking at rewards and points and things like that, try to make it different from your personal card so that unless of course you're doing the same kind of purchases on each.
But by having both of them, you get more purchasing power.
Right.
With your personal and your business.
By having both?
Yeah. By having both. Okay. Matter of fact, it increases your business personal power.
Oh, yeah. That's
purchasing right. power.
Purchasing power or credit limit?
Or credit limit.
Okay. Now, how often can how often can you go up on your credit?
That depends on your income.
Depends on your income?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, let's say you can get, they have a scale, and you can go above, so much above your, what they call a max limit.
Max
they can limit. Increase it so much more above that, providing you're showing a good financial progress, and you're putting money in the bank, and you're buying some bonds, and
really?
Certain things like that, yes.
Any other secrets you got to share with us?
No, that's all right now.
I mean, that's why you're here.
Small business gives you a good outlook, and that's why you have a lot of, my opinion, that's why you have a lot of people go into their own business. They dream, they dream of. It's not easy though. I don't tell nobody it's easy, but the results is enjoyable once you reach to that level, that plateau. Where you can say, now I can enjoy my labor, I can eat my cornflakes without or with milk.
And you can pay the credit card off?
Any day.
Or pay it down?
You can pay it off if you want to, but we don't want to pay them off. We all want to keep some on there.
If you pay them off, that means you don't need any more money?
That means you don't need no more money.
Oh.
And there's a... Okay. And nobody told me this and did not talk this. There's a penalty when you pay them off.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I got told that once.
It is.
Don't ever pay it off.
Don't ever
just pay
it
them
off.
Down.
Pay
don't,
it down.
Don't pay it off.
If you don't leave but $100 on it, that's what I was told, and that's true. Don't pay them off. Now, when you get to the point where, you know, it doesn't necessarily, you know, you done put away enough in the,
somewhere.
You done put enough over in the, in the Netherlands somewhere where nobody can find
offshore.
Offshore.
In the treasure chest.
In the treasure chest.
Dug down underneath the sand.
And then you can do that.
Seat cushions.
Under the bed mattresses.
One day we'll talk about where the money can go. Where other people stick their money at. We're not going to talk about that on the show, but where other people do it.
The first, I think before I didn't think much of my first debit card. I thought a lot of that bag they had in me when the first time.
I will, as another point, I don't know, probably most people know this. There's a difference between the debit and the credit. There's a time you don't want to use your debit, and there's a time you don't want to use your credit.
Can you give us an example in 2 minutes?
Debit, once you use a debit, if I don't like what the product was, I may not be able to recoup my money. Because once it's gone out of your bank account on the debit, it's gone. And it's up to the bank or whoever your institution is how far they'll stand for you.
And your relationship.
And your relationship.
Yeah.
But your credit card, you can threaten them.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll get your money back.
How do you threaten?
Dispute
that charge.
Oh, that's what you call threatening.
That's what you call threatening.
Oh, okay. I
got that term from the institution.
Oh, okay.
They told me, I said, here, right, tell them you threaten them. It's a threat. And you don't like it, whatever.
What kind of language did you use?
I won't use it here.
No, but most of them.
But it's good language.
Oh, okay.
All it's right. Nothing mad. But the thing is, you got to put in some strong verbiage. I put it like that.
Okay.
But
that's the thing. That's the difference between.
But did we run out of our time slot?
In a debit, that's the difference between a debit. And I would say this not only applying in business, this is applying in your personal life. Debit, once it's gone, it's gone. Credit, you can get it back. So you have to be careful. That's why they tell you a lot of time, like we have the problem with the scams at the gas pumps.
Oh, you use that credit card at the gas pump, all right?
Yeah, you can use the credit card. You don't use the debit card. Because that's what they banking on. And that's why I say if you're going to use a debit card, go inside and let them run it. And, you know, and then if you do use the debit card at the gas pump, you clear the pump. And that's why a lot of scammers get away. People don't clear the pump when they use it.
Okay, I believe we got a little clip that we're going to play. I don't know if we got time or not. If not, we'll put it off.
I think we do.
Time.
All right.
It's titled, Why Not?
Why Not?
Why not you?
Why not you? You're going to be here until you die, so why not you, entrepreneurs?
I want you to ponder these four questions. The first question to ponder when you go home is why. Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to earn as much as you can earn, share as much as you can share? Why try to become all that you can possibly become? Why develop yourself to the full? Why try to do it all? Why try to take on this much responsibility? Develop every skill you possibly can. See every human you possibly can. Go to every class you possibly can. Touch everybody you possibly can. Why do that much? Why go that far? Why share that much? Why give that much away? Why try to see everything? Why try to do everything? Why try to become everything? The first question to ponder when you go home is why. Here's another good answer to why. It's the second question, why not? Why not see how much you can earn? Why not see how much you can learn? Why not see how many skills you can develop? Why not see what kind of person you can become? Why not see what kind of influence you can have? Why not see how many people you can rescue from oblivion? I want you to take that personal. Why not? Why not? You've got to stay here till you go. I mean, what else are you gonna do? Why not see how much you can do, how far you can go? Now here's number three. Why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you? My very last question on the questions to ponder is why not now? There never was a better time. And what a time now for us to take this dream and not let it die. Take this dream and give it life. Take this dream and breathe into it your own personal spirit until finally it becomes a flame that burns around the whole world.
Why not you? Why not now? This is the time.
Start that business that you want.
You've been dreaming of.
Our time is up. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour, which is coming up right after this. But go out and make something happen, because start now.
Why not you?
There's no reason it should be later. Start it right now and just get going. That's the most difficult thing to do, is to just get started one step at a time.
Step out on faith.
That's all you got to do. I hear the music.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra, My Way.
Time to do it my way.
Want you to know that all the things you have been doing that you enjoy doing, you have been doing it your way. So start your business your way based on your ideas and your thoughts. We will help you out from there.
We'll be right here on Tan Talk Radio waiting on you.
And go tell the other people out there in the rest of the world as well. Stay tuned. And we'll be right back.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.